A man went into a fast food restaurant in a mall to get some coffee. He had a $50 bill and a $2 bill. He did not want to break the 50 for such a small order, so when it was time to pay, he handed the youth behind the cash register the $2 bill. The young lad took the bill and stared at it. He had never seen one before, and he thought it was a fake. "I can't take this," he said, and he started to hand the money back to the man.
"Why, it's a perfectly good $2 bill. All I have is a 50."
It was late, and most of the money had been locked in the safe.
"I can't change a 50."
"Then take the $2 bill. It's all I've got."
"I can't take that."
"Go get your manager."
The youth took the $2 bill and showed it to his manager, who wasn't much older than the cashier.
"We can't take this," the manager said as he scrutinized the suspicious currency. "He says all he's got is a 50.
"I'm not going to open the safe with him in the store. Tell him to leave."
The cashier returned to his register and told the man he had to leave the store. The man refused.
"Then we'll have to call mall security."
"Call them."
In a few minutes, a security officer arrived who was about the same middle age as the customer. The cashier handed the $2 bill to the security officer.
"He's trying to pay with this," the young man said.
The security officer took the bill and held it up to the light. Then he said,
"It looks like a perfectly good $2 bill to me."
Then both he and the customer looked at the youth as if to say, "What's the matter with you?" The man did not have to pay for his coffee, and they threw in a free order of fries. This true story exquisitely illustrates what can happen when a believer is presented a biblical truth he has never seen before and rejects it because his own knowledge of the word is lacking, or his only Bible knowledge comes from others' opinions of the word and not the word itself. For example, the word of God clearly teaches that God corrects. He chastens whom he loves, Revelation 3:19, Hebrews 12:5 and 6. The goats he will punish, Zechariah 10:3, Matthew 25:46, and we will reap what we sow in this life, Galatians 6:7. I showed scriptures exemplifying this truth to a friend who was steeped in prosperity theology and followed teachers who had developed their own adaptation of what the word actually taught and read very little of the word for herself. She looked at the scriptures I was showing her and said, "Oh no, that's not true." Like that cashier who could not recognize a legitimate currency, my friend also could not recognize the truth of God's word because she had not studied it for herself and allowed herself to become pre-programmed by man's theology instead. Can you recognize the truth of God's word when it is presented to you? Do you know enough of God's word to be able to discern what is true or false? Is your heart and your mind being conformed by God's word or someone's opinion of it? How much time do you spend studying the scriptures compared to the hours you invest in watching television and playing video games, etc.? If you are serious about your relationship with God, you might want to schedule some more time with him in prayer and study. You know, he spends every second of every day focused on you. He wants you to be able to recognize his truth and not be deceived by counterfeits. And he rewards those who seek him and are faithful. Isaiah 34, verse 16 says, "Seek out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail." In Jesus' parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13, the ones who had an ample supply of oil in their lamps were ready and were quickly accepted by their Lord when he called for them. Oil in the scriptures is sometimes used in reference to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit is also referred to as the Spirit of Truth in John 14, verse 17. The others had not enough oil with them, and their lamps were going out. They had let the truth dwindle, and perhaps their complacency allowed other doctrines to supplant the biblical truth that Jesus is the only way to God the Father in John 14, verse 6. Thus Jesus declared to them, "Depart from me. I never knew you." Truth is the legitimate spiritual currency that has purchased our entrance into heaven, John 3:16. Let's make sure we can recognize it when it is presented to us and our lamps are filled to the brim and glowing.